This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are thankful that you have joined us today. We're going to be in Psalm 22. I'm going to read about five verses there today, and we're not going to read everything about that. We'll see if we can't get through this on Friday's program. I spent some time focusing, trying to create some understanding about the way that people praise the Lord, and it can be different. Some people can praise the Lord in a very quiet manner. Some people are more exuberant. Some people are okay praising the Lord on certain instruments, but they're not quite as comfortable praising the Lord on other instruments. And then there are others that have those instruments exactly reversed. The point of Friday's program was this: if a person is praising the Lord, they're not there to do it in the way that is pleasing in your sight. They're there to do it to bring glory and honor to God. And so David was very exuberant in his expression of praise when he was dancing before the Lord as they were bringing in the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and his wife found it to be disgraceful. And David said, "Sorry you didn't like it. God did. And by the people that you thought I disgraced myself in front of, they're actually not going to be embarrassed about it at all." So we need to praise the Lord, and it should be something that goes beyond just the four walls of the church. Let me say thank you, first of all, to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. I know that there's been lots of construction that is going on. Just about every construction project involves concrete at some point in time. And if you have a need for concrete work to be done, I would recommend the folks of Jits Concrete, because they've got the team, they've got the know-how, they've got the tools, they have the expertise and the experience and the get-it-done attitude that says, we want to come in, we'll do the hard work, we know what we're doing, you let us loose at it, and we'll get in there, we'll get the preparation done, we will get the pour done, we will get it finished, we'll get it cleaned up, we'll get out of the way, and your project can move forward. So 321-536-5804. They've done a lot of work for us at Merritt Assembly of God, and we are thankful for that. When we first got there, let me tell you about some of the projects. We've added some sidewalks to make it easier to get from the parking area to the building without dragging in a bunch of dirt. And they've also, done some modifications to make it easier for people to get into the doors who might have scooters or wheelchairs, things like that. They're really, really good at what they've done. At my house, they've worked on window challenges that I had where the windowsill cracked because the concrete was so old. They fixed that. I also had them level up a patio, and that one, I was like, I don't even know how to, I'm pretty creative. I was like, I don't even know how to solve that problem. Let me tell you what creative solution I had. I called the folks of Jake's Concrete. They came out and they said, we can take care of this. And no matter whether it's been a modification of an existing concrete job to make it better, or whether it's been a brand new pour, they've always done a fantastic job. And they do that in every one of their projects. 321-536-5804. Let's go to Psalm 22. Psalm 22, verse number 22, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. So, verse number 23 is where we're going to pick up today. It says here that you who fear the Lord, praise him. So, praise is based upon our attitude toward the revelation of God that we have. In our modern society, there is an emphasis on the fact that God is love. And because of that emphasis, a lot of people have a very low standard of what God is worthy of. What I mean by that is it is true that God loves us. He loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. He doesn't want any to perish. He wants all to have everlasting life. But in that focus on God's love, they have many times minimized the fact that God is holy and that God is just. God is perfect. God is all-powerful. God knows everything. God's everywhere. So you cannot run from him. He is everywhere you go. He's already there. And so what we really need in the church is an awe-inspiring revelation of who God is. How long has it been since you saw something and you said, wow? Okay, so my wife and I, we don't watch much television. But I'm a little bit fascinated with some of the talent shows that are out there. Not that I watch them, but I do watch some of the highlights that show up, you know, on social media or YouTube. Whenever I go and edit our service live stream on YouTube, sometimes they'll have those videos pull up. And I guess probably the first one that I saw was a lady from England. I think she was from England, Great Britain anyway, named Susan Boyle. She didn't, She looked like the average, ordinary person, but yet when she got up there and performed, she had this incredible voice. And it was like, wow, has she got a voice? And then there was a young lady who wasn't very old, but she had fallen in love with ventriloquism. And so whenever you see these little kids, 9, 10, 11 years old, you expect that they're just the same as every other 9, 10, 11-year-old. And then all of a sudden, they have this skill set that comes out. And I think that lady's name, or that girl's name, was Darcy. She's probably an adult by now. But she combined singing with ventriloquism, and she did amazing. And it's like, wow. And so when you look at something and you see it from the outside, and your expectations are not very high, and then all of a sudden you get a oh my type of an encounter, it changes you. It's kind of an awe-inspiring thing. We live in such a fallen world. We live in a world where people with resource tend to take advantage of people without resource. We live in a society where people who have authority tend to abuse that authority and take advantage of people who don't have authority. People who are famous look down on people who are not famous. So we live in this corrupt society, whether it's money or fame or position or power or prestige, and we see them, you know, using all of that, and it's all about making their life better. And if even if they, you know, here's one of the things I don't understand. They say, you know, I just wanted to be a part of this project. I wanted to come, and they come and they sing, and they don't really give anything other than just their time and their talent. And they ask other people to come in and provide the resource, and they probably got more resource available than everybody else. So that's the average or the general approach we have to other individuals. But when you come into the sanctuary, and when you come into a relationship with God, you find out that He's not looking for us to take care of Him. He is looking to take care of us. And you see that He is Almighty God, but He's not using that power and might to abuse people, but He's using it to try and redeem people. And He's using all of His omniscience, the fact that He knows everything, not to use His knowledge as a weapon, but He's using that knowledge to unlock the secrets of our heart so that we will surrender to Him as Lord and Savior. So the greater our revelation of Him, the more awe-inspiring it should be. And we say, I don't want to mess this up. You know, there's a lot of times when when the presence of God happens in our service and my silent prayer while I am in the pulpit is, God, I don't want to mess up this moment. And so it's, this is this concept of you who fear the Lord. It's not that we are afraid of him, but we are in awe of him, knowing that we are privileged to be in his presence, privileged to behold the beauty of his holiness, and the fact that he wants to walk in covenant relationship with us should result in our praising him. And so if you have a healthy relationship with God, it cannot express itself without praise and thanksgiving. It should naturally flow. And so I have this rule in my life. There are a couple of rules I have for my life. If I suddenly find that I'm not getting along with people, and by that it's not just one person or two persons or three, but you know, it seems like that every person I'm around is really getting on my nerves, I recognize that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, meekness, all of that sort of stuff. And it used to be that I'd say, man, people are really annoying today, until God showed me that revelation. And it's like, well, if you are abiding in my spirit, you will naturally produce this fruit. And so your demeanor towards other people is not really a testament about them. It's really a testimony about the fact that you need to spend more time with God, the Holy Spirit. Like, oh, that's got to change the way that I do things. And so when it comes to praise and my attitude towards God, I let my mouth be the measure of my heart. And so I monitor the things that come out of my mouth. If there's more complaining or if there's not enough praising, then I know that there's a problem with me, and I need to excuse myself from people for a while so I can go back into the sanctuary and behold God in the beauty of his holiness, so that I can praise him in a joyful way. I can praise him either loud or silent. I can praise him in song, or I can praise him with words. I can sometimes throw up my hands and praise the Lord. Sometimes I may weep and cry. I just need to go in and remind myself about the goodness of God. So if I ever start feeling sorry for myself, I have a tendency to spend some time focusing on the crucifixion that Jesus went through on my behalf. And when I see that, and you know, if you have watched The Passion of the Christ, it's brutal. It is a brutal depiction. It's tame compared to what the reality was. And it helps me to get my focus off of me and focus off of others and put my focus back on God so that I can praise him. Every descendant of Jacob, every person who is walking as a transformed individual should glorify him and fear him. It should be a natural inclination for the people of God. So on, I believe it was yesterday's program, we talked about my praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. Listen to verse number 26. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. We do not realize how blessed we are to be here in America. I remember reading books when I was in school of some of the more impoverished areas of the country where kids would have to go and forage for wild plants that they had figured out a way to cook those plants in such a way that you could eat them because that was the only food that they have. You know, somebody a few years ago came up with this crazy expression. They said, why do we even need farms now? We have grocery stores. Well, if you didn't have farms, you would not have grocery stores. If you don't have groceries, it doesn't matter if you have a restaurant. I'm going to give you a little piece of wisdom. The last place that you ever want to be in a natural crisis is in a large metropolitan area, because there are millions of people, and when millions of people don't have food, it gets really ugly fast. When was the last time that you didn't just say a prayer over your food, but you were thankful for the food that God had set before you, and you were able to eat it and were satisfied? Now, I eat to live. I don't live to eat. But occasionally, on special occasions, we have gone to some restaurants. There's a restaurant down in Melbourne called Salt and Sweet that I did this at. I experienced this with a couple of restaurants with my daughter. And whenever I'd put the bite of food in my mouth, it would just be like an explosion of flavors. And I would close my eyes, and I would slowly chew the food, I was relishing every spice, every morsel, and I was very thankful for it. When was the last time you ever thanked God? First of all, that there was a grocery store. Second, that somebody cooked the food, even if it was you. Third, it tasted delicious. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Verse number 26 goes on and says, those who seek him will praise the Lord. Part of our pursuit of God is that we are praising him. When we were playing in the pool as kids, we played a game called Marco Polo, and a person closed their eyes and they would say Marco, and then, you know, the people were supposed to say Polo, and the goal was the person with their eyes closed was supposed to find and tag or capture the person who was trying to avoid being touched or caught. Think about it. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Now, let me remind you of verse number 3. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. When we're seeking God, the easiest way to find him is to praise him. Because when we praise him for who he is, praise him for his attributes, praise him however the moment calls for, whether it is dancing. Now, I can't dance. I just do the patented Pastor Bob hop, you know, on occasion. When I get excited, I'm going to hop. I'm not going to dance because I'm not going to embarrass. You know, it's not pretty. Me dancing will only be good when I get to heaven. But there are times when I just want to express God. Sometimes when I'm praising him, it is not through an animated movement. Sometimes that praising him brings his presence in such a manner that I bring myself to my knees, or I just lay down in the floor and say, God, here I am. I'm before your altar. You are great. You are holy. You are worthy. You deserve to be praised. And God, I'm going to praise you. I'm not going to have the rocks cry out because I failed to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As a believer, every day for us is Easter Sunday. Every day for us is Christmas, where Jesus comes into our life, where Jesus comes in resurrection power. Every day for a believer can be Pentecost Sunday. Every day can be an encounter with God the Holy Spirit. Every day is like the children of Israel walking through the wilderness and feasting on manna, because we get to feast on the manna of God's word. You and I live in such a time of privilege. We have spiritual privilege because we've got the word of God in book form. We've got the word of God digitally. We have churches galore. We have saints across the county. We have musical resources to praise God. We have sermons that we can access. We have such spiritual privilege that for us to praise the Lord should be something that is very natural for us to do. And I pray that you will do it to the best of your ability. Do it with all your heart. Learn to praise him even better. Praise him because you are in awe of the fact that he loves you. So my wife and I, we celebrated an anniversary last month, and I'm still in awe of the fact that God ordered our steps in such a way. The odds of that happening apart from God were minimal. They were in the fractions, but God made it happen. And God has kept us. God has sustained us and blessed us. I tell you, Merit Assembly of God may not be the largest church around. We're one of the smaller churches, but I tell you what we are going to do. We are going to praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord if a few people show up. We're going to praise him if a lot of people show up. We're going to praise him in good times. We're going to praise him in bad times. We're going to praise him because he's holy and he deserves to be praised. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.